thought that...
get rid of some of this.
I think that you've got to put a stop to all this talk between these kids, because it hurts him and it hurts me, and there's no basis for it, and there's no need for it, and I don't have that feeling, and he ought to let them have it, and if they want to, let them have it in their little sorority or fraternity. Most of them didn't belong to a fraternity. Right. They're just getting that stuff out of their system.
I taped the show this afternoon for Issues and Answers Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was asked about the feud between my predecessor and President Johnson.
Yeah.
One of the questions. I said there wasn't any feud. This hated to disappoint the newspapers, but it didn't exist in fact. But you both had a good deal of respect and admiration for each other.
That's good. How did...
I think I said it a little too aggressively, but it annoyed me.
How did you get along with Abe? Did he do all right on the hearing?
Oh, he was just letter perfect on the hearing. He was about as good a witness as he is a lawyer.
Well, they tell me a man lawyer is no good for himself.
Well, that's usually true, but I guess Abe's an exception in that respect, too, because...
Lose any votes? What about John McClellan?
I think McClellan will be all right. I'll speak to him again Monday, but I think he's going to be all right. Abe handled him very well, and I think McClellan's going to be all right. He doesn't want to vote.
Ramsey doing all right?
Ramsey's doing fine.
Have you talked to Abe since his hearing?
Yes, sir. I saw him this afternoon.
Governor Johnson says since I'm in a meeting, he didn't want to disturb me. I called back, so I'll call him back. And I guess that's all. Goodbye and good luck, and I appreciate what you've done this week. Now, what legislation you got left? Immigration?
Immigration, and I've got that Law Enforcement Assistance Act, which will be all right. I'll get that. And those are the... two important things. I got to get a little bit of money for that crime commission. And get that. Those are the three things. And I think the report on the immigration bill will be filed today. I'm told that I think the Republicans going to help us on a rule. I've spoken with Dirksen. I think he will help us to get it out of the subcommittee in the Senate. And I think we can make it. It's short on time, but I think we'll make it, Mr. President.
Well, we just got to make it.
Oh, we'll make it. We'll make it.
Why are they so late filing a report? They reported a week ago, didn't
they? No, sir. They voted it Tuesday, and this is pretty good on the report. You have to wait for minority views over in the House. Put it all together. So I think that's pretty good. 3 days.
Got a date set for hearing rules committee on immigration?
I don't know that we have. I have a message from Norb Schley here, which he just says he thinks we're all set on the immigration bill, and I don't know what he means by it, and I haven't talked with him.
What's the highest paid job you got in the Justice Department that doesn't require confirmation?
24-5.
How responsible? You got any pensions over there?
Any what?
Any pension?
Pensions?
Any place that you can take care of fellows that need retirement?
Not at that kind of a level.
What about this subversive board?
Yeah, you can put anybody on there as far as I'm concerned.
Does that require confirmation?
Subversive board, don't know offhand whether... I do not think it requires confirmation, Mr. President, but it may. I'd have to check it.
You got any nominees for Comptroller General?
No, sir. I haven't.
Let's look around some.
Yeah, well, you know my feelings on it. I will look around. I thought the man you suggested might be real good.
Well... I rather think we ought to get some law school dean or somebody of that type that's our friend that will be decent, but that will really be scrutinizing too. I mean, the one that won't just go out of his way to lick us, but that will be a good public servant.
I got an idea on that, if I can think of the fellow's name.
Think about it over the weekend. Talk to your wife. Maybe she's got her old boyfriend that second man looks like me. She's got pretty good judgment of men the way she treats you. and come back and we'll talk about the other part of the week. How's Ramsey doing?
Ramsey's doing fine. I want to talk to you about a couple of matters on appointments on this crime commission.
What are
they? See what I want to get two or three names up and the reasons for the executive director on that, and get your thoughts on that.
Right. I know where you got a bunch of criminal people I wish you'd take care of.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.